Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As a popular governor, Charlie Baker is receiving generally good reviews for his address last night. But as WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks tells us, some political observers say it lacked a bold vision for the next 2 years.
God bless the Commonwealth and God bless the United States.
The predominantly Democratic chamber interrupted Baker's speech 49 times last night with applause, demonstrating how bipartisanship can work with the right Republican executive. Jeff Deal applauded. The Republican state rep from Whitman says by immersing himself in the details of state government, Baker has been able to fix what's broken, from the MBTA to the Department of Families and Children. Deal spoke to Radio Boston last night.
Charlie Baker has been known from the get-go as wanting to be a guy in the weeds, fine-tuning government. And he always said, I'm going to fix what's going on with Massachusetts. I care about this state, and I'm going to work, night and day to fix it.
I thought it was a very smart speech if you're Charlie Baker. It played to his strengths. Charlie is a policy geek, and he loves to fix things.
This is Jim Sturgis, executive director of the Pioneer Institute in Boston. Sturgis says Baker was able to tout some important accomplishments of his first 2 years, including job creation, fiscal discipline, fixing the T, and making progress on the opioid crisis.
He lays out a very impressive record thus far. The question is, in year three, what will he be able to get done? That wasn't really laid out in this speech.
Baker presents himself as an effective state government mechanic, but Sturgis says last night he didn't offer a big vision for the future. Dan Wolf, the president and CEO of Cape Air and a former Democratic senator from the Cape, agrees. The Wolf gives Baker a lot of credit for working across party lines and making Massachusetts different from Washington.
I thought what was great about the speech was the bipartisan spirit. I mean, Charlie Baker is a good person, and I think really well-liked across the aisles there, and I think that bodes well for working together, collaboration, and getting stuff done.
But Wolf says Baker failed to address three big issues that the state Senate has identified as priorities.
One is an economy that works for everybody. Massachusetts still has one of the worst gaps as far as wealth and income of any state in the country. Climate change, addressing both preventing additional climate change and then adaptive climate change, dealing with the impacts of it. And real serious efforts to reform our criminal justice system. Those three priorities really weren't addressed, and I think from that perspective, it fell flat.
Susan Tracy, a former Democratic state rep and president of the strategy group, also gives Baker a lot of credit for his bipartisan working style. But she, too, wanted him to tackle bolder challenges last night.
I think housing is a really big problem. It's a hard state to live in. It's unaffordable. I think there was no speaking to young people. And how do we continue the success that we have with millennials in our state? No big touching on transportation and how we're really going to move people around as our city seems to be growing. So I think there were some big issues that need to be addressed with some big ideas.
But Baker seems comfortable with incremental progress, and his speech reflected that last night. And so far, that approach has won him broad support. A WBUR poll released last week suggests he's one of, if not the most, popular politician in the state, with 59% of registered voters viewing him favorably. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.